It is 11 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. Sounds of Michael Bolton playing on this one titled Said I Love You But I Lied. A very good afternoon to you, and allow me to welcome you to the crossover. That is with me, Abigail, from this hour of 4 right up until the hour of 6, where I'll be leaving you guys with Hende on the Eagle Sports Zone. And he's going to be in your company from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8 tonight. Yes. Thanks to Tatina Lavanda for keeping you guys company. That is from the hour of 1 right up until this hour, where I do take over and be with you on this warm Sunday afternoon. Yes, it feels very warm. You know, I remember we experienced some type of warmth the other week. And after that, cold crept in again. So it was like a bit cold a few days last week. Very, very cold, right? But it was reported in the news that it will start getting warmer in the upcoming days. So we should expect warm weather conditions. Well, summer is here. It's not really summer, because the season that usually comes after winter, or the season that comes after winter, is spring. But one thing I always emphasize on is that I don't think in Namibia we really have the four seasons. Maybe we do. but for us, it's usually mainly three seasons. Yes. It's winter, it's summer, and then which is the other season when it rains? The rain season. Yes, those are the seasons we experience in Namibia, but we are entering spring. So spring is the season where old leaves, they fall off, and then you start seeing new leaves, you start seeing flowers. And it's usually the time where people like me suffer, yes, allergies from, you know, pollen. So it's a time I really struggle. I suffer so much. If it's not sneezing unnecessarily, it's my eyes itching uncontrollably, you know, getting teary and all that. So it is a season that I like. I like it because it's warmer compared to winter. I'm not a winter girl. I don't like the cold. So spring is warm, except for that suffering that comes with it for a lot of us. A lot of us who struggle with sinusitis, we suffer too much during spring. But yeah, that's life. You can never get everything you want. You know, you get something you want, and it also comes with some type of disadvantage, unfortunately. Right? So I hope you are having a great Sunday wherever you are joining us from. It is the 31st of August. So it's the last Sunday in the month of August. So midnight, or let me just say tomorrow, we will officially be in the ninth month of the year 2025. Yes, we will be in September tomorrow. People keep making jokes on online, you know, on social media platforms that 2025 just started recently. How do we find ourselves already coming to the end of August and already we are in September? Right? It's not here to play. It's here to do its job and go. It does not want to come and overstay. So 2025 is really rushing. We do not know where it's rushing to. So like I've mentioned, I hope you are having a great Sunday wherever you are tuning us from. You are not up to things that are going to hamper your productivity tomorrow, Monday, please. I always urge my listeners to not engage in any Sunday activities that are going to take away from your energy. Sundays are for preparations for the upcoming week. Sundays, we shouldn't engage in things that is going to make us tired, and we all know what those things are. Engaging in activities that takes up most of our energies, and then tomorrow when we get to our workplaces, we look like zombies, or we feel like zombies, and we are unproductive because we engaged in activities that we were not supposed to engage in. So Sundays, it's for resting. Sundays is for preparation. So you prepare yourself for the upcoming week. I'm aging you. I hope you are listening. Let me not see people doing Sunday sessions, please. Let's stay away from Sunday sessions. So it is now 17 past 4. Just allow me to market ourselves. We are a business, like I usually say, that we are a business. And when you purchase a service or services here, it guarantees my salary, right? So that's why I always come up here and just remind you that we are a business, right? And of course, you have to buy services, and then that's how Abigail them get paid. So I will start off with our e-paper. If you are not yet subscribed to our e-paper, make sure that you do subscribe. Our e-paper provides summaries of businesses, economic news, as well as policy development in the country. And it comes out 3 times in the week. That is every Monday, every Wednesdays, as well as every Fridays. So if you are not yet subscribed, best believe that you are really missing out on, you know, business, economic news, as well as policy development news, that is happening in our country. Now, how do you subscribe? Subscription is very easy. It's very easy. All you have to do is, save this number. That is 081-2004-144. That is the number that you need to save. The number is 081-2004-144. Save the number as the Villager newspaper, so it's easy for you to remember in a case where you do not subscribe immediately after saving the number. So once you have saved the number, you have to send a WhatsApp message, not a text message, not an iMessage, not an RCS message, no, but a WhatsApp message. You can even just write the word subscribe, and after that, you wait for a response that is going to indicate to you that you are now subscribed, and you will start to receive a free copy of the e-paper on these particular days that I've mentioned, which are every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Fridays. Another service that we offer is the outside broadcasting service. If you find yourself needing an outside broadcasting service, which means that maybe there is an event or you have a message that you'd like to be streamed to a larger audience right here on air as well as on our social media platforms, do not hesitate to contact us for that particular service. Because one thing about us is that we are literally everywhere, and we are accessible to you on any smart device anytime. And that means minimal inconvenience. All you need to do, if you find yourself in a noisy space where you can't listen directly on your device, you just get your earphones and you get informed. We also have our complimentary apps, the Imba app and the Eagle FM app. Our Imba app has different team books on it. One thing I usually emphasize with this particular app is that we live in a technological era, right? Things have advanced. So you can't be walking around with that hymn book. It's heavy, honestly speaking. It is heavy. All you have to do is download our Imba app, and voila, it's going to be convenient for you to have, you know, different hymn books in the palm of your hand. And also with our Eagle FM app, very convenient because it can allow you to listen to on-air programs wherever you are. As long as you have an internet connection, you have data bundles, or you have a Wi-Fi connection, you will be able to tune in. Like right now, I am on air, and maybe you can't sit next to the radio. All you need to do is just to switch on your Eagle FM app, and you will be able to listen to me. And also on our Eagle FM app, you can listen to podcasts in a case where you missed a particular show or particular shows. You will find all these shows under podcasts. And also on our Eagle FM app, we have a digital billboard where you can advertise your service or your businesses. And this will offer an opportunity for your business to increase its products as well as services, so visibility across different consumers, right? If your target is to reach different consumers, well, you might consider to advertise with us on our digital billboard. And also our social media will remain the most active in the country. And this provides an opportunity for those who want to enhance their product or brand visibility. Remember that our social media remains the most active. That means it is an opportunity for you if you want to enhance your product or your brand visibility. So in a nutshell, that is us. It is now 23 past the hour of 4 o'clock. Allow me to wish everybody born on this very day a happy birthday to you guys. A happy birthday to you guys. Remember that this day only comes once in a year. So do make sure the best out of it. Well, don't think that it's a Sunday. What can anybody do on a Sunday? I know I was telling you guys to stay away from activities that are going to take away your energy. And then you find yourself being unproductive as from tomorrow. I know that, but there are things that you could do. You could have a sit in and braai and drink juice or whatever, even a glass of champagne. I don't think one glass of champagne can do any harm. But what I'm trying to say is that I hope you enjoy your birthday to the fullest. Remember, it only comes once in a year, so do enjoy your day. Everybody born on the 31st, well, from the crossover, that is Abigail, we are wishing you a lovely, lovely day. It is now 25 past the hour of 4. We are definitely still together for a while. We will be together right up until the hour of 6 o'clock. And from the hour of 6, and we'll take over and be with you guys until 8 o'clock tonight. That is with Eagle Sports on. Well, the past week was really filled with, you know, so many accidents, man. So many accidents. So it's like Namibia is mourning. Yes, it's like Namibia is mourning. Yesterday, how I even found out about the accident that happened in the south towards Mariental. I was just in a taxi. I was heading somewhere. I was heading to to the spa. I had a spa appointment yesterday. So when I was in a taxi, they were talking about this accident where 14 people died on the scene. And then I asked, what are you talking about? So I was shown the report. It is very sad. It's very heartbreaking. So everybody everywhere on social media, everybody is just sending condolences to all the family members who lost, you know, somebody in that accident for yesterday. It is quite sad. It's really sad. So my condolences as well to all the families. Losing a loved one is never an easy thing at all. It doesn't matter how it happens. But one thing I know about losing a loved one in such an instant moment, it's actually quite painful, you know. Somebody that we were just talking to a little moment ago, a while ago, you just hear that they are no more. That is really quite painful. So my condolences to all the families who lost a loved one in yesterday's accident. We will go for a musical break, or rather our welcoming song. And after that, we will come get into today's discussion, what we are talking about on this last Sunday. It is the last Sunday in the month of August. So tomorrow it is a brand new month. Yes, tomorrow. So here is Sounds of Tamia with this song titled Stranger in My House. And of course, I will see you on the other side.
There's no way you could be who you say you are. You gotta be. Pimper just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Your time, but I know girls don't usually do this, but I was wondering. wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant one day. You know, because I do look a lot different outside my work clothes. I mean, we could just go across the street to the park right here. Wait, hold up. My cell phone breaking. Hold up. Can you hear me now? Yeah. So what day did you say?
It is the sounds of Alicia Keys on this one titled You Don't Know My Name. And before this one, Tamia also came through with a song titled Stranger in My House. It is now 21 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, well, welcome. You are listening to The Crossover right here on your number one talk radio station with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6. So, like I've mentioned, that today is the last Sunday in August, right? So, let's take it as a final exam for this particular season, which is winter, that is coming to an end, right? It's that last chance to get your head right before we dive full into, you know, the new season, which is spring, which is starting. Is it starting tomorrow? I think so. So we are going to take this Sunday, the last Sunday, as a final exam, you know, from the cold season, the winter season. Right before we get into the spring season. The season that gives some of us so much headache because, you know, it's a season where so much pollen, is transported. So that makes some of us very sick. So today I want to talk about something we all deal with. And what is that? What is that thing that we all deal with at the end of the day? So those little bad habits or tendencies that seem to creep in. Maybe it was the habit of, you know, hitting the snooze one too many times. We all know there are people who struggle to wake up in the morning, early morning, when the alarm goes off. And you keep on snoozing. Because I even remember there's a friend that I have. When I saw how many alarms she had on, I just couldn't understand. I was like, how do you do this to yourself? Right? So it's a whole hour of alarms. So it's like 20 past 5, there's an alarm. 5:40, there's an alarm. And then 6 o'clock, there's an alarm. And I think there was also another alarm for 20 past 6, if I am not making this up. So I couldn't understand why so many alarms. Because one thing that I came to learn when it comes to sleep, you cannot keep waking up and then going back to sleep again. And then you wake up, then you go back to sleep again. You can't. Because every time you wake up and then when you go back to sleep, it's like your brain is restarting all over. And this is how we find ourselves just waking up very tired or waking up feeling like you did so much in your sleep when all you did wrong was waking up and then going back to sleep again, waking up. Because if you keep on waking up every 20 minutes, every 20 minutes you keep on waking up and then you go back to sleep, you need to know that you are actually just harming yourself. And this is why you find you feeling very tired, because that tendency is not good at all. You know, the tendency of hitting snooze one too many times. You even find others who snooze every 5 minutes. What are you sleeping in 5 minutes? What are you sleeping in 5 minutes? So today that's what we are going to talk about. You know, those little habits, those little bad habits or tendencies that seem to always creep in. And, you know, it could be you hitting the snooze one too many times, or putting off that one big project that you've been planning, but then every time you just find yourself, you keep pushing it, you keep pushing it, or even just spending a little too much time scrolling on your phone when you are supposed to be doing something else. So we all have them. We all have these bad tendencies. But as we are heading into a new season, right? Did you hear that? As we are heading into a new season, this is the perfect time to leave them behind. Let's leave these little bad habits or tendencies behind. So tomorrow when we wake up, tomorrow when we start off into a new month, and it's just not a new month, it's a new season as well, let's try to leave these bad habits behind. So now my question for you today is this. What's one bad tendency you are committed to shaking off from today? What's one bad tendency you are willing to shake off from today, from this Sunday? Like I said, let's take this Sunday, you know, as a final exam for the winter season, right? So we are going to look at today as a day where we shake off some of these bad habits, because we all have them, colleagues. We all have them. Maybe you are struggling with waking up in the morning. So now how do you plan on waking up in the morning without a struggle, without you having to be woken up by 5 alarms? I don't know how you guys do it, but your 5 alarms, that's when you come out of that bed. Mm-mm. So you can call in. Let's talk about what a bad tendency you are willing to shake off from today. We all know the number. The number is 083-288-401. Let's hear. What bad tendency would you like to shake off from today? Because we all have bad tendencies and we might not get rid of them, just like that, but you can start off with just one, right? Just one. And then, you take it from there. So you are welcome, to call in and then you tell us, okay, I have this tendency that I'd like to shake off from today. And, also, how do you plan on doing it? How do you plan on doing it? You never know. It could encourage somebody out there who is listening and maybe they also have the same bad tendency, and you could be assisting them on how they can shake off that bad tendency and, replace it with a good one. Because one thing that we also need to understand is that sometimes when you are shaking off or when you are letting go of these bad tendencies, you have to replace them with good ones. Otherwise, you might just find yourself back to those old sins that you are really trying to get rid of. So now when we talk about bad tendencies or these little bad habits, what are we talking about? They are a lot. To be honest, they are a lot and we all have them, but I just have a few here, which are the most common, bad tendencies out there. And the first one is, you know, the procrastinator. Yes. The procrastinator. I used to be one of them as well, but it's a habit that I've really tried to work on because it is not good at all, you know. You had a list of chores to do, but then you just found yourself spending the whole day just watching series, especially series. They are a problem because with the series, each episode that you watch, it actually makes you want to watch even more. So you become very curious as to what happens into the next episode. And then now you can't even do anything. You just continue watching from episode to episode. So you will find yourself procrastinating. Like today, it's a Sunday. Sundays are usually for preparing yourself for the new week. And when we talk about preparing, it's just not knowing what to wear tomorrow or what you are going to eat at work tomorrow. It's a lot. It's you cleaning up your space, cleaning up your house where you stay, because there are things that you can't be doing during the week because you don't have time or you get busy. But you can do most of these things on a Sunday. So things like cleaning up your space, if you have laundry, but with laundry, I usually advise people to do laundry on Saturdays. For me, it's better. I try to do it even on Fridays after work. If I'm really not exhausted, I will do laundry on Friday, so it's just out of my way. So I'm just left with mini chores that I can do throughout Saturday as well as Sunday before I come to work, right? So you can do cleaning. You can also do laundry if you are those people who prefer doing their laundry on Sundays. If you are a guy, you can go to the barber shop, go cut your hair. And if you are a lady, you also try to make sure that your hair is fixed, your hair looks good for the week, and all that. So it's a list of chores that you can do on a Sunday. But because you have this bad tendency of procrastinating, just because you want to watch the whole day, you find yourself doing nothing. So that is a bad habit that you need to shake off from today. Please, tomorrow when we start off the week, let's start off on a clean slate. Let's leave the procrastination behind because it is not good at all. If you have something to do and you know very well that you have something to do and nobody is going to do it, please just do it. Please just do it and get it out of the way. And sometimes we honestly don't need to, you know, find energy or find the courage to do something. One thing I've realized is that starting, in most cases, it really works. All you need to do is just start somewhere. Once you start somewhere, and then, oh boy, everything just flows. Everything just happens. So sometimes let's just start somewhere. Let's not wait for us to get energy or to get the courage or to get the push, because it might not happen if you see things in that manner. So procrastinators, let's leave procrastination in winter. Winter is gonna be gone until next year. So let it go with all these bad little habits that we do have. Another bad habit, like I said, I just chose a few, the most common ones, but they are a lot. And as individuals, we know the little habits that we have. We do know. So another bad habit is, you know, spending unnecessarily. If you are a spender, try to leave that habit where? In August. Let it go with August. We cannot start off a new season, a new month, with a bad habit. Let's leave it. I told myself that I would stick to a budget. But then I ended up, you know, buying things unnecessarily. If you are this person, if you are this person, please try to work on this bad habit. Leave it in August. Let it go with August. Because spending unnecessarily also, it's just a very bad habit. Because usually you find yourself having money troubles most of the time. Yeah, most of the time you'll find yourself having money troubles. And this is how things like borrowing comes into play. It's not like a lot of us cannot survive in the little that we get or the little that we receive on a monthly basis. That is not the case. It's just unfortunate that some of us are spenders. And when you are a spender who spends unnecessarily, you find yourself in trouble when it comes to money. So now you find yourself borrowing money, and we all know money is the root of all evil. So you will find yourself having troubles in your relationships because you are borrowing people, you are borrowing money from those around you. And when it comes to paying them back, you can't even afford to pay them back because you spend unnecessarily. When you are supposed to have money to pay those you owe, you go and you spend it unnecessarily, and then you can't even pay the people you owe back. And then this affects relationships. You find yourself not even having close friends or relatives around you. So if you are a spender and you know that this is a bad habit that you have, try to work on it. Tell yourself that you are going to leave it in this winter. It's going to go with the winter. You are going to work on becoming somebody who spends their money wisely, right? If you don't have a budget, or if something is not on your budget, don't spend money on it. Rather put it in your next budget so that you can budget for it, and then you have money for it. Right? And if it's that deep that you can't stop spending money unnecessarily, you as an individual, it's a serious issue. You can seek professional help. Yes, you can seek professional help, and then you will be able to get a professional help. Another bad tendency is, you know, the social media zombie. There are people who are like zombies when they go on social media, spending hours and hours just scrolling on their phone or scrolling on their smart device. And then this leads to missing out on a lot of things, a lot of activities. When you even get invited to go do stuff, either with family or friends, you cannot. You can't. Because you just want to be there at home, in your bed, in your couch, just scrolling on social media back and forth. Social media zombie is a realistic bad habit. A lot of us are really struggling with this habit. I used to have it back in the days, but then I realized how unhealthy it is, because you really get hooked. You really get hooked. And then you find yourself spending, you can even just be on your smart device, either a phone or a tablet, scrolling for hours and hours. And you will only realize later on that, no, wait a minute, how many hours was I on social media? So it's not good, you know, it's not good. So if you are a social media zombie, please let's leave this habit to go with the winter as we welcome spring. Let's enter spring with good habits, not bad habits. Those things of spending hours and hours on social media, it's very unhealthy because you miss out on a lot at the end of the day. I know we get informed, right? We get so much information. Some of the information we consume on social media, it's very informative, it's educative. It's also entertaining, but at the end of the day, It is not a good habit because you are spending excessive time on social media and it is not good. Have a timer, you know, have a timer where you can even time yourself that I'll go on social media plus minus 20 minutes. And then after that time lapses, your timer notifies you or it lets you know that, madam, you have been on social media for so long. We need to take a break. We need to stop. We need to do other things. So bad habits are there a lot. Bad habits are there a lot. But I just chose a few common ones that I believe a lot of us share. And, you know, just to come and encourage you on this last Sunday in the month of August, that reflect on yourself as an individual. Look at what bad habit would you like to let go of as we enter a new month or a new season. Just look at yourself, reflect, ask yourself what bad, because one thing about bad habits is that we will know this is a bad habit, right? You will know if it's binge watching shows, series. You know very well, even when you are sitting in that couch or on that bed watching episode after episode, you know it's a bad habit. So work on it. Find something positive to replace it with, because replacing something negative, removing something negative without replacing it with something positive can be challenging in most cases. So when you replace a good thing with a bad thing, that can actually work. So when we are removing these bad habits, let's also work on finding good habits to replace them with, right? For example, if you are a social media zombie and you know that, the only way you can try and have control on the amount of time you spend on social media, you could start off by leaving other social media platforms, right? So that it also minimizes your access to other social medias. So you could start off with that. It is now 1700 hours, one more hour to go for me and you. And from the hour of 6, Hende will take over, that is on the Eagle Sport Zone, until the hour of 8 o'clock. So now let's talk about the why behind the bad tendency. Because there is a reason, right? There is a reason as to why we do have bad tendencies. Bad tendencies, they just don't pop up. They just don't pop up. Bad tendencies, in most cases, there is a reason why they are there. And some of those reasons could be the fact that you as an individual, you are trying to, you know, avoid stress. So this bad tendency is a way to escape from a stressful week or a stressful day or a stressful moment. So there is always a reason behind the tendency, the why behind the tendency. I know other people are addicted to playing games. You know, for example, like games on your smartphone. And usually the why behind that bad tendency is that they are trying to, you know, mitigate stress. Maybe they are stressing about something at work or stressing about something that is just happening in their personal life as an individual. So you will find them just there playing this game over the whole day, just playing the game. And the reason behind that could be that, you know, they are trying to mitigate stress by playing those games. So there is a reason behind a bad tendency. And also sometimes it's, you know, the lack of planning. Maybe you as a person, you didn't have a clear plan for your week or for your day, and this leads to aimless behavior. So you do things that are contradictory. You do things that are not good for you because you did not plan in accordance. Now to avoid stress, now to avoid you feeling some type of way, stressful or something like that, you just do aimless behavior. And sometimes the why behind the tendency is habitual behavior. It's a deeply ingrained routine that's hard to break. So sometimes it's just habitual behavior, and it's a deeply ingrained routine that's hard to break. So you just find yourself doing something because you are so used to doing it, and your mind is somehow just programmed, because we need to understand that as a human being, human psychology is sometimes difficult when it comes to change, right? And we will get into this particular discussion point when we come back from a musical break. So in this particular point, we are going to look at insights into the human psychology and the difficulty of change, right? 4 past 5. And here is Sounds of Anthony Hamilton with this song titled Pray For Me.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let some mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so back. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should have walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, doubting, dying, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening, thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing? I was fronting, truly fronting. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, need you do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you bring her back to me. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here, dying, begging, crying. listen to my cry. Yeah. Bring my baby.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
It is Sounds of Celine Dion on this one titled One Heart. And before this one, Anthony Hamilton came through with a song titled Pray For Me. It is now 14 past the hour, 5 o'clock. And if you're just tuned in, welcome to the crossover with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6. That is 46 minutes, exactly 46 minutes from now. I will say my goodbyes to you. And today's discussion, while we are discussing leaving bad habits behind on this last Sunday of August. Yes, tomorrow is the 1st of September 2025, a whole new month and, of course, a whole new season. So what a great day it is to have a discussion like this one, where we talk about leaving little habits, bad tendencies behind as we are about to start off, you know, a new month. And one thing that I mentioned is that let's all take this last Sunday in August as the final exam as we leave the winter season right up into spring, which is the next season after this cold weather, because we really struggled with the cold. And last week when it was a bit cold, I honestly just couldn't understand what's going on, because for a little while it was very warm. The weather was warm, and then boom, out of the blue, it was just extremely cold. And I was just wondering, what is going on? Winter does not want to leave us alone, or what is going on? I personally just had enough of it already. I just want it to come to an end. It must just go. I am ready to deal with the heat. I'm ready to fight with the mosquitoes and flies as well. That's the bad thing about warm weathers, is that it comes with so much flies as well as mosquitoes. But either way, I prefer that over the coldness, because I feel like I suffer a lot when it's very cold, right? And also what we have looked at so far, we have looked at a few examples of what bad habits are. We looked at procrastination, you know, always pushing things aside or forward when you are supposed to be doing them. And also we spoke about the unnecessary spender. You have a budget, you go with the budget when you go for shopping, but instead of sticking to that budget, you just find yourself buying things unnecessary. That is a bad habit or tendency that you can work on and leave behind from this last Sunday in the month of August. And also another example that I gave is the social media zombie, you know, spending hours and hours just scrolling on your phone or on your smart device, and then you end up missing out on a lot, like a lot. Activities, gatherings with loved ones, it could be friends, it could be family members. So all of these are bad tendencies that we can work on and leave behind, you know. And we also looked at that there is a why behind the tendency. A tendency just does not appear out of the blue. Mm-mm. There is a root cause of why we have bad tendencies, right? And also I asked a question to you out there listening, to share with us what tendency would you want to leave behind. If you have a bad tendency that you want to leave behind, you can come through and share with us that I, Abigail, I have a tendency of snoozing the alarm. So every morning when my alarm goes off, I have to snooze it 4 or 5 times for me to finally wake up. That is a bad tendency that I would like to leave behind. That's just an example, right? You can come through and share with us, because we all have bad tendencies, guys. We all do. Others could be smaller or lighter than the other ones, and others' bad tendencies are actually very deep, like really deep. But at the end of the day, we all have bad tendencies, but then the plan is to work on them, right? Work on them and replace them with good tendencies. So now, how do we move forward? How do we work on these bad tendencies, right? Because it's very important at the end of the day to actually know that you can change, you know, you can replace bad tendencies with good ones. But the question is, how do you do that? How do you move forward at the end of the day? So you can focus on solutions as well as actionable steps that you can take at the end of the day to try and move forward from bad tendencies. And, you know, small achievable goals instead of vowing to, for example, never procrastinate again. This can suggest a setting a small goal like I will work on that one task for 15 minutes. So you just don't wake up out of the blue and say that I will never procrastinate again, or I will never spend money unnecessarily again like that, or I will never press snooze when the alarm goes off. That is you not focusing on a solution and also having a strategy to work towards your bad tendency. So instead of you saying that I will never procrastinate again ever in my life, well, you could actually do something like telling yourself, I will work on my project for 15 minutes. Start somewhere. Don't just say never. Start somewhere. So if you have a project that requires you to put in work and you have been struggling with procrastinating all this time, just start. And also tell yourself, I'm going to take this amount of time to work on this task or this project. So that is you, you know, focusing on a solution. A solution in this particular case is that you decided to go work on that project. And of course, the actionable step is saying that you are going to work on that task for 15 minutes. So you are focusing on a solution as well as taking an action. Instead of just saying that I will never again procrastinate in my life. So also one thing that I usually advise you guys is that, you know, Sunday is considered as a day that you can reset, right? And other people have something called the Sunday reset in their lives. Because Sunday represents the end of the previous week, and at the same time, it also represents the beginning of a new week. Because other people's week begins on a Sunday, other people's week begins on a Monday. But either way, Sunday is a day that represents two things: the end of the previous week and then the start of the new week. So you can try to use the Sunday reset ritual. The Sunday reset ritual, it is something that most people call a positive Sunday routine. So positive Sunday routine is basically you resetting on everything that you went through in the previous week, or everything that you experienced in the previous week. So you are resetting, you are starting afresh, you are telling yourself, the stress that I experienced last week, I'm not going into the new week with that stress. Or me not meeting my target in the previous week on particular tasks or projects, I am not going into the new week with that energy. So you can use the Sunday reset ritual. because it's very encouraging when you think about, you know, the new week and obviously what you are going to do into the new week. Forget about what happened in the previous week. The time is gone. Let's now focus on the future. It's a lot, right? It's a lot of things that you could do in this Sunday reset ritual. And also another thing is accountability, guys. Very important. It's always disappointing when I meet adults who, up until today, where we are in time and age, they do not want to take accountability. Right? You know very well that you did something wrong, but you don't want to take accountability, or whatever actions that you did led to you to be in a situation and you don't want to take accountability. So accountability is very important. Oh, excuse me. I don't know what I did to my leg. Ooh. Yeah. It was that muscle pull. I don't know what usually happens to muscles, but sometimes it's like they just pull unnecessarily and it's so painful. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. So it's very important that we take accountability as individuals at the end of the day. You know, you can even find a friend that can hold you accountable. There's a lot of instances or examples that I've given here on air when it comes to finding a friend or, you know, a partner who can hold you accountable when it comes to your choices, your goals, your decisions and all that. Because it also really helps, to be honest. I remember very well, I shared with you guys, you know, the story of how I kept on, I can't say procrastinating, but maybe I was procrastinating. I'm not sure, but yes. So the plan was to, you know, get a learner's license and then start working on getting a driver's license. But I don't know. Something in me just kept on trying to push this thing forward every time. And it just, okay, we have a caller. I don't know what happened there. But yes, I just kept on pushing every time. So what my friend did was that she told me, I don't think she even gave me a time frame. She just told me that from end of this month, if you don't get that learners, you will start paying me 250 Namibian dollars. It's not a lot of money, right? But then when you think about 250 every month, that's a lot of money. So that was the ultimatum that I was given. From end of this month, if you are not going to get that learners, you will be owing me 250. You start paying me 250. And I thought about it and I was like, I don't have the 250 to be paying this woman. So I'm just going to find a day where I will go and write the test so I can have that learners so she can leave me alone. And that's exactly what I did. I did not even take long. I went to go get it. Luckily, the first attempt when I went to go write, I passed and I got it. And then that felt good. So that is, you know, having somebody who holds you accountable in life. Somebody who helps you when it comes to your goals, your plans, whatsoever. They hold you accountable. They hold you to account to say, look, we agreed, or you told me that you are going to get this qualification, or we agreed that you are going to register for this course. But what has happened? You haven't done so. So this is what I'm going to suggest. As long as you don't register for that course, as long as you don't do anything to get registered in this course, you are going to be paying me this amount of money. That can actually be a motivating factor for you, because now you have to think about giving somebody money and it's something that is beneficial to you because it's your goal, it's your plan. So you will get motivated at the end of the day to make sure that, okay, you go and you register for this course. And then you don't have to be paying somebody because you are not doing things that you said you are going to do. So having a friend or a partner that can hold you accountable is actually very, very beneficial to you. And I would urge you also to find somebody who can hold you to account at the end of the day. If there are any bad habits that you'd like to get rid of and you don't know how, maybe what you need at the end of the day is just having a partner or a friend that can hold you to account to say no. But Abigail, you said you are going to stop these things of just buying unnecessarily, you know, spending money unnecessarily. You said you are going to stop it. And obviously, even if you want to spend money unnecessarily, that person's words, they are really going to stick in your mind. Even when you are not around them and you feel like, it's my money, you know, I'm just going to spend. Their words might actually ring a bell in your mind, and then you will find yourself not spending money unnecessarily. Right. It is 5:30, the hour of 5 o'clock. I hope we get into, you know, the Sunday reset ritual. It's something I would really encourage to each one of us who is listening. No matter what happened in the previous week, try to reset. Use Sunday to reset so that, you will be encouraged to look forward to the new week and also to prepare for the upcoming week, right? The Sunday reset ritual. Very, very important. It doesn't matter what happened last week. Just because it's a Sunday, you are about to start off a new week. Well, you can start off on a positive note. Make sure that you are prepared for the week and also, you know, feel good about that. We will go for a musical break, and after that we will have a recap on our discussion for today before I say my lovely goodbyes to you. Well, Sundays are for lovers, and unfortunately today I did not play a song for the lovers, but here is one. I didn't forget. I never forget. It is Whitney Houston. I have nothing, nothing, nothing if I don't have you.
Much further. I don't wanna
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
True colors shining through. I
It is 19 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Sounds of Phil Collins on this one titled The True Colors. And before this one, Whitney Houston also came through with a song titled I Have Nothing. And of course, that one was a special play to all the lovers who are tuned to our radio or listening to the crossover wherever they are. Because Sundays is apparently for lovers. Yes. And of course, I'll be back shortly just to come give a recap of today's discussion in a case somebody just tuned in and they missed the whole discussion. But worry not, because you can always listen to the podcast that is from tomorrow. Here is Luther Vandross. This one titled So Amazing.
Love has truly been good to me. Not even one second or minute have I had. To the moon and the sky above. To the moon.
Amazing, you know, to be loved. It is now quarter to the hour of 6 o'clock. That was Luther Vandross with a song titled So Amazing on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And of course, just a quick recap of today's discussion before I say my lovely goodbyes to you. On this beautiful Sunday, the last Sunday in the month of August. Well, can't believe that August has come to an end. And tomorrow we are starting off with a new month as well as a new season, right? 2025 did not come to play, colleagues. It's here and it wants to go already, right? As I mentioned that let's always remember to use the Sundays to reset, to prepare ourselves for the upcoming week, because Sunday is a very special day. It is a day that shows us we have come to the end of the previous week. And of course, now we enter the new week. So it is a day that we can always use to reset. A reset from the previous week and of course prepare for the upcoming week. So today's discussion, looking at the fact that it is the last Sunday in August and it's like a final exam, right? So it's that last chance to get your head right before we get into a new month or a new season. So today we spoke about those little bad habits or tendencies that we all have. I don't think there's anybody out there who can, you know, say that they are just perfect. They do not have any bad habit or tendency that they deal with, because we all have them at the end of the day. So we looked at, you know, just a few bad tendencies such as procrastination, you know, unnecessary spending, as well as social media zombies. And we also looked at the why behind the tendency, because at the end of the day, a tendency just don't pop out of the blue. There is always a root cause, and most cases it is a way of dealing with the stress for most of us. So the bad tendency is a way to escape from that particular stress. It could be work stress or just personal issues that we are facing currently stressing us. So you find yourself indulging into this bad tendency. And also sometimes it's just the fact that you did not plan well as an individual, right? And then this leads to aimless behavior. And sometimes it's just habitual behavior that it's just deeply ingrained routine and it's very hard to break. Maybe you are just so used to binge watching and doing nothing else, even when you are supposed to be doing other things. So sometimes the why behind the tendency is that it's just habitual behavior and it's just hard to break away from it. So we also spoke on how to move forward, you know, focusing on solutions as well as actionable steps. We spoke about strategies such as, you know, instead of vowing to never procrastinate again, you rather suggest, you know, setting a small goal like, I will start working on this particular project for at least 15 minutes or at least 20 minutes. And then you take it from there, because you saying never is not an action that can lead to a positive result. Believe me, it never works out like that. So instead of saying never, you just work on whatever needs to be worked on and you put on as time, a timestamp to also help you keep track of your action. The Sunday reset, I already mentioned it. Very important to always start off on a positive Sunday routine. And a positive Sunday routine could just be you dedicating some time to prepping or cooking Sunday meals, planning for the week, and also just dedicating time to a hobby. I remember there was a time we had a conversation on hobbies and their importance. Like, they are an important aspect in our lives. So if you have a hobby, it is something that you could do on Sundays. because it benefits you at the end of the day, right? And also taking accountability. There are a lot of ways where we can take accountability, because sometimes it's difficult to hold ourselves accountable. So you could try to find a friend or a partner who can hold you accountable to do your things, your goals, your plans, your projects, and all that. I gave an example of how my friend held me accountable. Because the good thing about finding a friend or a partner who holds you accountable, it's that it's not like it benefits them in any way. Because at the end of the day, it's you who has to do that particular project or goal. And it's you who benefits from that particular goal or project. So a friend or a partner does not benefit in any way. So a suggestion is finding one that is going to help you hold you accountable. And then at the end of the day, you are productive. Whether it's eliminate bad habits or tendencies, or just try to achieve goals that you put for yourself, it is a good way to also help you get away from bad tendencies. It is now 7 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock, and the next program is the Eagle Sports Zone, that is with Hende. It is a lovely Sunday, the last Sunday in the month of August. And of course, this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. And I wish you nothing but a very productive week ahead of you. Make sure that you go out there and you win. Yes, sometimes all you need to do is show up. I don't remember who said those words in the past week, but I remember seeing those words and they were really encouraging to me, that sometimes all you need to do is show up. So let's make sure we show up wherever we have to go show up. Leaving you with the sounds of Rihanna on a song titled Diamonds. Continue listening to the rest of the broadcastings right here on your number one or the only talk radio station. From me, Abigail, it is Tada. Adios.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision.
diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imper just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, with the world congregate. Download it and subscribe today.
I'm dreaming.